This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hundreds of thousands of people in central and western Ukraine woke up on Saturday to power outages and periodic bursts of gunfire as Ukrainian air defense tried to shoot down drones and incoming missiles. Russia has intensified its strikes on power stations, water supply systems, and other key infrastructure across the country, the latest phase of the war as it nears the 8-month mark. Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement Saturday that Russia had launched a massive missile attack targeting critical infrastructure hours after air raid sirens blared across the country. It said that it had downed 18 out of 33 cruise missiles launched from air and sea. Several rockets targeting the capital were shot down on Saturday morning, Kyiv's mayor said on the Telegram messaging service. Meantime, Ukrainian forces are bombarding Russian positions in the occupied and illegally annexed southern Kherson region. The targets include resupply routes across a river. The Ukrainian military is inching closer to a full assault on Kherson, one of the first urban areas Russia captured after invading the country. Russian-installed officials were reported desperately trying to turn Kherson into a fortress. The city is a prime target for both sides because of its key industries and major river port. They're also attempting to evacuate tens of thousands of residents. The Kremlin poured as many as 2,000 draftees into Kherson. Officials say Ukrainian shelling of a river crossing killed two journalists. At least two other people were reported killed and 13 wounded. And the U.S. and key Western allies continue accusing Russia of using Iranian drones to attack civilians and power plants in Ukraine in violation of U.N. resolutions. This is VOA News. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Chinese President Xi Jinping locks in full control of the Communist Party as its Congress ended, all but assuring he will secure an historic third term in power. And former Chinese President Hu Jintao is led out of the closing ceremony of the Congress in a dramatic moment that disrupted the event. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to return to Britain from a holiday to launch a political comeback as Conservative leadership rival Rishi Sunak reaches the minimum threshold to stand to take over as the UK's Prime Minister. Lawmakers probing the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoena former President Donald Trump to testify on his involvement in the violence and a major escalation of their inquiry. Far-right leader Giorgia Meloni takes oath as Prime Minister, becoming the first woman to head a government in Italy. Iranian campaigners arrested in a crackdown over protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini are at risk of being tortured or even dying behind bars, human rights groups warn. Australia and Japan agree to share more sensitive intelligence and deepen military cooperation, signing a security pact aimed at countering China's military rise. The UN Security Council agrees unanimously on sanctions regime targeting the gangs terrorizing the population in Haiti, including an asset freeze on a powerful crime boss. The governor of Sudan's southern Blue Nile state declares a state of emergency, giving security forces full powers to stop inter-ethnic fighting that has left 150 people dead. Tigray's rebel authorities agree to attend talks next week aimed at ending war in Ethiopia as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed vows the fighting will end and peace will prevail. Guinea's ruling junta has agreed to restore civilian rule in 2 years after facing sanctions over its original plan for a 3-year transfer of power, the West African bloc ECOWAS says. The global monkeypox outbreak has been receding for months now, but experts warn against prematurely declaring victory because a resurgence remains possible and the virus still circulates in the African countries where it has long been endemic. Taylor Swift's 10th album, Midnights, which marks a gradual return to pop for the U.S. singer-songwriter, becomes the most played album in a single day on Spotify and crashes the platform in the process. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.